Everybody, this is Harry Carey.
And Joe Garagiola.
From St. Petersburg, Florida, the training base of the St. Louis Cardinals, where our guest today is the star southpaw, the Redbirds, one of the outstanding pitchers of baseball, Harvey Haddix. Don't have to talk about weight with this boy. Even in the middle of winter, Joe, he's down to about 158 pounds.
That's right, Harry and Joe.
Yeah, but how about it? How do you keep that way? What is it, the South 40 chores that get you back in South Vienna, or what?
Well, it's a little bit of everything, Joe. The chores and hunting and fishing take pretty good care of it.
Yeah. Well, being in good physical condition, then, what in the world does a guy like you have to do in spring training?
Well, the main thing, Harry, is just to get your muscles toned up. I know I was out here throwing a little bit this morning. I could feel it in the leg when you bend down there a little bit. Why, they got to be toned up.
Harvey, talking about your leg, now last year Joe Adcock bouncing off your shins, it really set you back, I think. Now, just what does that do to a pitcher's routine?
Well, the only thing that interfered with me, of course, outside of that I couldn't pitch right away, was that I couldn't get my running in, Joe. And running, to me, is a very important thing. It keeps my coordination there.
How important is this control factor of spring training? Do you do anything designed to sharpen your control early?
Well, nothing in particular, Harry, except that you just try to throw that ball on the corners where you would naturally want to throw it. Uh-huh. That's about all I ever do for my control, and of course you try to pitch high or low accordingly where you want to pitch.
Yeah. I guess with each training camp, though, things get a little bit easier, don't they, Harvey?
Well, yes, you know a little bit more what you're going to do every year, which makes it easier.
You don't have to worry, too, Joe, about making the ball club as much.
No, that's right, Harry. But I saw Harvey this morning just as an example to the young fellas that here's a fellow that won 20 games, won 18 last year, and yet he was out there working on a different pitch. Now, last year it was a knuckleball. This year you got a secret weapon. Why, Harvey, do you work on a different pitch?
Well, Joe, every pitch that I can pick up, I think, will help. Now, if I can get a pitch and will win me one ball game, I think it's well paid for.
From that standpoint of coming up with a new pitch, is it because you yourself consider that you lack something in your pitching assortment?
Well, maybe not that so much, Harry, but every pitch is a potential threat out there, and when the fellas know that you have it, they can be looking for an extra pitch always.
Isn't it true that perhaps a certain type of hitter, maybe, that you might want to develop a certain pitch, even if it's just one man in the league that'll help you get out?
Yes, that's right, Harry, but I'm designing this pitch now for several hitters.
I see. One of them is Hamner.
That's right.
Harvey, now, you say you're not a strikeout pitcher. I've heard you say that. Yet, last year you struck out 184. I know if I was in the league, I'd probably been 185, but what do you do? I mean, are you the type of pitcher that's out there to make him hit the ball, or how do you account for all these strikeouts?
Well, Joe, the only thing I try to do is keep the fellow from getting a good piece of the bat on the ball. And, of course, then the situation comes up where I'll try to strike out somebody if I can, but you can't always do that, so I guess the strikeouts just take care of themselves.
Now, one more thing that I want to ask. Now, you pinch hit, you pinch run, and you're a pitcher. You're a pretty busy guy in spring training. What do you do besides batting practice? You go down to the sliding pit, too?
Oh, yes. We go down here to the sliding pit, and we go out here to the bunting machine also.
Harvey, let me ask you, do you have a three-way contract?
What do you mean by that, Harry?
One for hitting, one for fielding, and one for pitching?
No, I sure don't.
Well, you do a wonderful job of it.
You just gave me an idea.
Harv, I noticed that here you are now, an established star, yet you aren't too big to listen to other fellows who are trying to help your pitching. I notice you're down there with a couple of the coaches. I imagine they can contribute quite a bit.
Well, sure, Harry. Anything I can pick up in this game, and I figure that you can't get too old or too young to learn anything in this game, and the more you can pick up in it, the better.
Joe, anything to add here?
No, the only thing, I just wish that he worked a little more on his hitting. He used to be a pull hitter, but I remember last year he beat the Cubs on two shots down the left field line. Look where you're hitting, will you?
I just swing the bat, Joe.
Well, Harva, do you keep an eye on some of the other pitchers, some of the rookies coming in here, too?
Oh, I sure do. I watch them, see if I can pick up something from them, and if they want something from me, well, I'll try to help them.
Wonderful. Harv, of course, everybody wishes you another great year, and I know that you're going to have it. You're one of our favorites and one of the fans' favorites, too. Here's hoping you win about 30 this year.
All right, thank you, Harry and Joe.
Thank you, Harvey.
That was Harvey Haddix, star pitcher of the Cardinals. Now this is Harry Carey with Joe Garagiola saying so long from St. Petersburg.